Good evening. Welcome to our Good Friday service.
大家晚上好，欢迎大家来到受难日的特别崇拜。
This is a time that we come together to remember what Jesus has done for us.
在这个时间里面，我们可以一起来纪念主耶稣基督是为我们做了些什么。
In suffering and dying and giving His life on our behalf.
他为我们的罪受难受死。
In order that we may live.
这样我们才可以得永生。
We're going to have a time of singing and worship.
我们会有一些的时间一起来用诗歌敬拜神。
And then we'll transition into a time of communion.
接下来我们会有圣餐。
And then we will hear reflections on the seven last words of Jesus.
然后我们会来分享耶稣基督在十字架上面最后所说的几句话。
Let's open our time in prayer.
我们用祷告来开始。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we can gather together as a church body.
天父，我们谢谢你，用我们教会这样一个可以合一的聚会。
To remember all that you have done for us.
在聚会当中，我们来思考你为我们所做的一切。
It's actually unfathomable to think that.The Son of God, very God of very God, would come and die on behalf of humanity.
永生神的儿子将为我们的罪而死，这个是让我们无法测量的一个爱。
So Lord, we thank you for your presence here with us today.
所以我们谢谢你，你今天与我们同在。
And we ask that you would be glorified through our time of worship.
希望你在我们的敬拜当中你自己得到最大荣耀。
That we would be attentive to your word.
我们可以进入到你的话语当中。
And that you would speak to our hearts and our lives.
你可以对我们的心，对我们的生命讲话。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
我们接下来又一起用诗歌来敬拜我们的主，大家起立，
那请大家起立，我们一起唱 Amazing Grace。
请恩典和同甘甜，我罪已得赦免，欠我世上心被寻回，瞎眼睛的看见，使我敬畏，使我心得安慰，初心之时今梦轮回，真是何等宝贵，经过许多危险网络，饱受人间苦楚，自然令我平安度过，他日会颠覆，能爱在天难去万年，能光如日 轻狂，赞美永不缺少。
接下来第二首歌是主替我舍身。
主替我舍身，罪债全还清，无数罪孽无悔心，主洗的血白净，我的救主说道，你的力量微笑引导尽心祈祷，令我得以重逢，我无家人存心，可见此刻救恩，为主所有宝血，能洗全罪恶。主替我舍身，罪债全还清，无数罪孽无悔心，主洗血白净，将来生的得主荣耀站主面前，我个人要颂扬主赐救恩完全。主替我舍身，罪债全还清，无数罪孽无悔心，主洗血白净。主替我舍身，罪债全还清，无数罪孽无悔心，
大家请坐。
Together, for worship, and we remembered the Lord's triumphal entry into Jerusalem.
上个礼拜天我们在这里庆祝耶稣基督在终之主日荣耀地进到耶路撒冷城。
At that point, he would begin his last week on earth before he came to the cross.
那个时候是他在世上最后一个礼拜的开始，之后他就上了十字架。
On Thursday of that week, he would gather together with his disciples.
那个礼拜的礼拜四晚上，他和他的门徒们在一起。
And they would celebrate the Jewish festival of remembrance called Passover.
他们当时在那里一起庆祝犹太人的一个节期，就是逾越节。
Remembering how God delivered His people from the hand of the Egyptians.
当时他们是要纪念，神是怎么样把他们从埃及的被奴之地带出来。
During Passover, Jesus instituted what we call the Lord's Supper.
在这个逾越节的庆祝当中，耶稣就设立的现在我们所有的这个圣餐。
And so we're celebrating the Lord's Supper towards the beginning of the service.
今天呢，我们就在这个崇拜的最开始的部分，我们来举行圣餐。
In order to follow the historical chronology of Jesus' walk to his death.
因为这是历史上面时间的一个顺序，是礼拜四的时候有这个逾越节的庆祝，之后他才上十字架。
And so we begin our service now, remembering the words of Jesus that he said during that last Passover supper with his disciples.
所以今天我们开始圣餐的时候，我们来纪念耶稣在当时逾越节的庆祝当中对他的门徒所说的一切话。
And so let us spend a few moments now in silent prayer and confession, meditation, preparing ourselves to come to the table.
所以现在让我们花一点点时间来默祷，品尝我们自己的内心，在神的面前忏悔。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come to you in confession.
天父，我们谢谢你，因为我们可以来到你的面前向你忏悔。
And we thank you that we can claim this great promise from your word from the Apostle John.
我们感恩，是因为我们可以在这里面宣告你透过使徒约翰所说的话。
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just.And will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
我们若承认自己的罪，神是信实的，他是公义的，他必洗净我们一切的不义，赦免我们一切的罪过。
Heavenly Father, we do give you thanks and give you praise for the forgiveness that we can have because of what Jesus has done.
天父，我们来感谢你，是因为耶稣在十字架上面所做的一切，所以你才。可以赦免我们。
And Lord, I ask that you would hear our confession and that you would forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
我们祷告就是你已经听到我们的忏悔，你是信实的，是公义的，你洗净我们一切的不义。
In Jesus' name.
耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
The Apostle Paul gave instructions to the church in Corinth in regards to the Lord's Supper.
使徒保罗在对哥林多教会所写的书信当中给了我们圣餐的一些教导。
He said, "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you."
我当日从主所领受的，我现在告诉你们。
The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed,
在主耶稣基督被卖的那一夜
took bread,
他拿起饼来
and after giving thanks,
祝谢了
said,This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
说这是我的身体，为你们所舍的。你们拿去如此行，为的是纪念我。
In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood."
饭后，他也照样拿起杯来说，这是我的血，为你们所立的新约。
Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me.
你们每逢如此行，
for whenever you eat this bread or drink this cup.
因为每逢你们吃的饼喝的杯
You proclaim the Lord's death until he returns.
是表明主的死，只等到他再来。
And so we will come now to the table.
所以我们现在来到主餐的桌前。
If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, having accepted him as your Lord and Savior,
如果你已经从内心里面相信耶稣基督，接纳他成为你的救主，
and
生命的主。
And have been baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
并且已经奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名受洗。
We ask you to come to the table.
我们请你就来到桌前。
Also, we have a number of people that will be baptized on Sunday.
同时，我们也有几个弟兄姐妹在这个礼拜天就要受洗。
And each of those brothers and sisters has been interviewed and accepted.And is ready to partake in their baptism.
这些弟兄姐妹都已经被面试过，也被接纳，而且已经预备好心来接受洗礼。
And since we will not have communion on Sunday, we invite those who will be baptized to celebrate with us at the table as well.
在后天的洗礼当中，我们并没有圣餐。今天我们就非常高兴，也邀请他们来跟我们一起领受圣餐。
We will celebrate in the manner that we do in the English service.
我们就好像是今天在英文堂的这个圣餐的领用方法。
And we'll have if we'll have you can come up either this aisle or this aisle.
你可以从这两边当中任何一边到前面来。
And you'll be offered the bread, saying the body of Christ.
你就会拿到饼，然后分饼的执事会告诉你说这个是主的身体。
And then you'll take one, and then you'll be offered the cup, saying the blood of Christ.
你就拿起一块饼，然后就到这个就是分杯的这个执事面前来，他会跟你说这个是主的血。
And then you'll dip the bread into the cup.
你就把这个面包在这个杯里面蘸一蘸。
And then partake.
然后就可以吃。
And then make your way back to your seat.
从另外一条路回到自己的座位上。
Let me pray for the elements.
让我们为此祷告。
Heavenly Father, we do thank you for these.This bread and this cup that symbolizes the body and blood of Christ.
颠覆我们为这饼、为这个杯以及他们所象征的主的身体和血来感谢神。
Lord, may we partake these elements, Lord, with joy.
求主给我们喜乐的心来领受
and gladness in our heart.
以喜乐的心在我们里面。
We consecrate them unto you.
我们把这些都交托在你。
In Jesus' name.
是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
I'll have our deacons Dan and Da Ping serve on this side, and then Kunming and I we can serve on the other side.Please come. The blood of Christ. The blood of Christ. The blood of Christ. The blood of Christ. The blood of Christ.Thank you. candles, which represent the light of Jesus,
这是象征耶稣的光,
and specifically the last words of Jesus as he made his way to the cross.
他在十字架上面所说的几句话。
And so now we're going to have sharing of the last words.
所以我们现在来分享耶稣在十字架上面所说的这些话。
And after each word is spoken and we receive encouragement from one of the brothers,
我们会有弟兄来陆续分享这几句话，每一句话分享结束之后，
we will blow out a candle.
我们会吹灭一支蜡烛。
And also we will begin to dim the lights.
同时我们会把这个光会变暗一些。
And so as we progress through the service, it will be getting darker and darker.
所以我们的会场会变得越来越黑一些。
As well as darker outside.
就差不多跟外面一样黑。
And so as we approach the end, it'll probably be fairly dark, but we'll have enough light that we can make our way out.
到最后结束的时候，希望还有一点点光，我们可以看得见呢。出会场的时候
，But we want to symbolize the darkness that is approaching as Jesus is making his way to the cross and saying his last words and ultimately giving his life.
但是我们希望借此来象征，就是这个世界的黑暗，以至于我们的罪，让耶稣上了十字架。
And so the first word of Jesus on the cross is from.Luke chapter 23, verse 34.
路加福音的二十三章四节是耶稣所讲的第一句话。
And Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing."
耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所说的他们不知道。
And so Jesus said this after he had just been nailed to the cross.
他刚刚被钉到十字架上面，耶稣就说了这句话。
And as he was risen, and as he is now nailed to the wood,
他被举起来，然后被钉在十字架上面。
The people around him began to mock him.
在周边的人就开始讥笑他。
They began to jeer at him.
他们辱骂他。
They began to say, "Lord, you've saved others. Save yourself."
他们开始嘲笑，说：“主啊，你能够救别人，你救一下自己吧。”
And the soldiers even began to gamble to see who would get Jesus's clothing.
士兵呢，甚至在旁边开始赌博起来，他们要抓阄，看看谁可以拿到耶稣的礼衣。
And so they cast lots, which are like dice, and then they would throw them to see which soldier would get Jesus's clothes.
他们就像掷骰子一样。然后决定谁可以拿到耶稣的衣服。
And through all of this abuse Jesus took,
所有的这些耶稣所承受的辱骂。
It's interesting that his response wasn't justice, but it was forgiveness.
但是令人很惊讶的是，对这一切的辱骂，耶稣的反应并不是寻求公义，却是原谅。
Certainly those who were mocking Jesus.Had every right to be judged by God.
当然那些辱骂耶稣的人都配得这个上帝的审判。
For maybe Jesus at this point was at his greatest need.
耶稣在这个时候也是最有需要的时候。
And rather than receive compassion, he received a derision or a mocking.
他最需要爱的时候却收到了侮辱。
But the response of Jesus was to forgive.
耶稣的反应却是赦免。
And we know that he forgives, and we've even celebrated that forgiveness in the communion.
我们知道他已经赦免我们，我们甚至在刚刚这个圣餐当中，我们也体会到神对我们的赦免。
But it's still interesting to see that Jesus' response, even when those are opposing him in his last hours, he still responds with love, grace, and forgiveness.
但是我们依然觉得这是一个奇异的爱，是因为他在最后这个时刻被人辱骂的时候，他还是能够这样去赦免。
And I think maybe the lesson for me and maybe for all of us,
也许对我所学到的功课，也许大家都应该学到的一个功课就是
is that of receiving and giving forgiveness.
就是我们去接受赦免，并且也去给出赦免，原谅别人。
Because certainly we fail the Lord and we don't do what He wants us to do or requires of us all the time.
当然，我们知道我们的生命亏负了神的期望，我们所做的事情都得罪了他。
But yet He gives His forgiveness.
但是他赦免了我们。
And likewise, we can learn from Him that when we suffer at the hands of others.
类似的，当我们就可以去原谅别人。
When others may mistreat us or say negative things against us, nonetheless, we're called to respond like Jesus.
当别人就是错误的对待我们，当别人冤枉我们，当别人就是辱骂我们的时候，我们也可以学习像耶稣那样去原谅别人。
And that response is to forgive.
这个回应就是去原谅。
And so let's be encouraged by these words.
所以我们谢谢神的话语激励我们。
Amen.
Amen.
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
主耶稣在十字架上说的第二句话是《路加福音》23:43。
The second word of Jesus on the cross is Luke 23:43.
耶稣对他说：“我实在告诉你，你今日要同我在乐园里了。”
Jesus said to him, "Truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in the paradise."
我们先来看一下。耶稣说这句话的背景。
Let's see the background.
当耶稣被钉在十字架的时候
，When Jesus was crucified，
和他一同被钉的还有两个强盗。
Two robbers were crucified with him.
当那些士兵们还有宗教人士讥笑、羞辱耶稣的时候
，But the soldiers and the scribes were mocking Jesus.
这两位强盗也一同讥笑耶稣。
So were the two robbers.
这一点在马太福音和马可福音都有记载。
This was recorded in both the Gospel of Mark and Matthew.
只是后来有一位强盗悔改了。
But later only one of the robbers repented.
当另外一个强盗讥笑耶稣时
，When the other robber derided Jesus.
这个强盗说：“你不是犹太人的王吗？那你来救自己和我们呀。”
The robber said, "Aren't you the king of Jewish? Can't you save yourself?"
这位回转的强盗就责备那位强盗。
But the robber who later repented rebuked the other robber.
说你既是一样受罚的，还不怕神吗
？Say, aren't you afraid of God since you are not under His judgment?
我们所受的与我们所做的相称。
We receive what is just for us.
但这人没有做过一件不好的事。
But this man has done nothing sinful.
然后他对耶稣说。
Then he said to Jesus,
耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
Jesus, when your kingdom come, please receive me into your kingdom.
耶稣就对他说。
So Jesus said to him,
我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里了。
Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in the paradise.
我们感谢主耶稣赐下这恩言。
We praise God for giving us these words.
在这里我不准备讨论乐园是什么地方。
I'm not going to discuss where the paradise is.
因为我也没有把握。
Because I'm not sure of it either.
但有一点可以肯定。
But I am certain of one thing.
乐园一定是个好地方。
The paradise must be a wonderful place.
至少是对那个要死的强盗来说是这样。
At least for the robber who was dying.
圣经记载。说我们知道与主同在是好的无比的。
The scripture says we know that it's nothing's better than to be with the Lord.
下面我就分享一下我读这一段的心得。
Now I'd like to share with you my thoughts about this verse.
第一点就是我们的地位与这个强盗并没有什么差别。
First thing, we are no different from this robber.
我们都犯了罪。
We have all sinned.
就像这个强盗一样。
Just like the robber.
都面临着死的结局。
And we are condemned to death.
就是与神永远的隔绝。
And we would be separate from the God forever.
然而主耶稣为我们死在十字架上。
Yet Jesus died for us on the cross,
使我们的罪得以赦免,
so that our sins can be forgiven,
重新与神和好,
and we can be reconciled with God,
成为神的儿女,
and we can become children of God.
这是多么大的救恩啊!
What a great salvation!
当我们感恩的时候, 我们也应当明白,
so we should also understand,
它是因为我们的罪被钉在十字架上。
That Jesus was crucified because of our transgressions.
为我们的罪把命舍了。
And he died for our iniquities.
他所付的代价是何等大。
He paid a great price for our sins.
第二点就是当我们转向主的时候。
Number two, when we turn back to the Lord.
主就接纳我们。
He will receive us.
他按我们罪人的本相接纳我们。
He will receive us, even though we are sinners.
就像在这里我们看到的。
Just as we saw here as how Jesus received this robber.
这个强盗并没有做什么。
The robber did not do anything.
他只是相信主耶稣。
But he believed in Jesus.
求他的怜悯。
And he asked for his mercy.
我经常听到有人讲。
I often hear people said.
像我这样差的人，神怎么会救我呢？
How could God save some wretched like me?
也有人说
I hear some other people saying
做基督徒是很荣耀的事
It's glory to be a Christian
但是我现在还不够格我还不能相信
But I'm not good enough I'm not qualified to believe
也有人讲
Still others say
我虽然觉知信主了但我还不够好
Although I have prayed to receive the Christ I'm not good enough I cannot be baptized.
等我变得好一些再来受洗吧。
Wait till I'm getting better.
对这些朋友，我想引用主耶稣一句话来回答。
I would like to respond to these friends with one word of Jesus Christ.
康健的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。
Those who are well do not need a doctor, but those who are sick.
我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人。
I do not come to call the righteous, but to call the sinners to repent.
让我们一起来认自己的罪。
Let's come to the Lord and confess our sins.
谦卑地来到神面前。
Let's come to Him with a humble heart.
来祈求他的怜悯。
And ask for His mercy.
他必会拯救我们。
He will surely save us.
我们不要再自我挣扎。
And we should not just stay in self-struggles.
因为救恩乃是由完全由神做成的。
Because salvation is totally the work of God.
我们人并没有什么功劳。
And we have no credit in it.
我们也没有我们也不能救自己。
And we cannot save ourselves either.
否则的话，主也不必为我们死在十字架上。
Otherwise, Jesus would not need to die on the cross.
第三点我想和大家讨论一下什么是真正的信主。
The third, I would like to share with you what is a true belief.
这也是我一直思考的问题。
I have been thinking about this issue for a long time.
也是我真正的负担。
And this is a real burden in my heart.
我们看这个世界。
If we look at the world,
有多少人是所谓挂名基督徒呢？
How many of the people are the so-called nominal Christians?
他们自称是基督徒。
They call themselves Christians.
就从来不花时间读经祷告。
But they hardly spend time reading the Bible or pray.
经常不参加聚会和主日崇拜。
They miss the Sunday worships a lot of the times.
也没有和主耶稣建立个人的亲密关系。
They do not have a personal relationship with Jesus.
他们生命和在和信主之前也没有什么变化。
And their life is not that different from their life before they believe in Jesus.
生活也没有好的见证。
There is not good testimony of their life.
但圣经明白地讲。
But the scripture teaches us this.
真正信主得救的人必然会敬畏神。
Those who truly believe the Lord will fear him.
必然会渴慕神的话语。
Will desire his word.
必然渴慕与弟兄姐妹交通。
We desire fellowship with brothers and sisters.
必定会痛恨罪。
And will hate sins.
也会为罪忧伤。
And they will be sorrowful for the sins.
也一定有生命的改变。
And they will have changes in their life.
我所学习得到的一个重要答案。
An important answer that I have got from all this.
就是坚定的信心必须经历坚定的悔改。
Is that true belief brings true repentance.
啊，真正的悔改就是认识到自己的道路不符合神的道路。
And the true repentance means that you realize your way is against the way of God.
决定转向神的道路。
And you decide to turn to God.
正如我们在这个强盗身上啊所看到的那样。
Just as we have seen in this robber.
他是个罪人。
He was a sinner.
他因为自己的罪被钉在十字架上。
He was put on the cross because of his own sins.
他讥笑耶稣。
He derided Jesus.
但他的态度有了变化。
But later, his attitude was changed.
也许是神感动他。
Maybe God changed his heart.
也许是围观群众关于主耶稣的言语触动他。
Maybe what the standard spy said touched his heart.
他开始敬畏神。
He began to feel God.
开始认识到自己的行为不合神的旨意。
And he began to see that his deed was against the will of God.
他认识到自己所做的所受的和他所做的相称。
And he realized that what he received is due with what he had done.
他选择了归向耶稣。
But he decided to turn to Jesus.
他相信耶稣没有犯罪。
He believed Jesus has committed no sin.
他相信主耶稣就是那弥赛亚。
And he also believed that Jesus is the Messiah.
并且会德国降临。
And his kingdom would come.
所以他祈求耶稣的怜悯。
So he asked for Jesus' mercy.
在这强盗身上。
And from this robber.
我们看到了悔改。
We have seen true repentance.
我们也看到他的信心。
And we have seen his faith.
让我们回想主耶稣刚传道时所传讲的信息。
Let's recall what Jesus said at the beginning of his ministry.
他说日期满了，神的国近了。
He said, the days is near and the kingdom of God is at hand.
你们要悔改，相信福音。
Repent and believe in the gospel.
为什么主耶稣强调悔改的关键信息被我们忽略甚至遗忘了呢？
Why this important message of repentance has been ignored or even forgotten by us?
当我们传福音给慕道友朋友们时
，When we share the gospel with seeker friends,
我们有没有传讲悔改呢
？Have we shared with them about repentance?
我真心的盼望在座的每个弟兄姐妹
，I sincerely hope that
都能够省察自己的生命和生活。
That all brothers and sisters will examine our own life.
盼望每个弟兄姐妹都有重生得救的确据。
That we all have the assurance of salvation.
不光你自己知道。
Not only that you know it by yourself.
别人也能够看得见。
And other people can see it in your life as well.
因为主耶稣教导我们说。
Because Jesus taught us.
通过果子就可以认识树。
We know a tree by its fruit.
好树就结好果子。
A good tree will bear good fruit.
坏树就结坏果子。
A bad tree will bear bad fruit.
好树不能结坏果子。
A good tree does not bear bad fruit.
坏树也不能结好果子。
And a bad tree cannot bear good fruit.
悔改不光是未信主的人必须要经历的。
So not only those who believe in God, believe in Jesus need to experience this.
也是我们每个基督徒每日必须要做的功课。
This is also our daily lesson.
因为每天我们奔走天路。
Because every day as we are traveling on this journey to a kingdom,
不可避免的要受这个堕落世界的玷污。
We are inevitably in touch with this contaminated world.
我们的老我以及肉体依然强大。
Our old self is still powerful.
我们自己也经常消灭圣灵的感动。
And we often quench the spirit.
甚至现在罪也不能摆脱。
And sometimes we even get trapped in the sin and cannot get away with it.
神允许我们。
But God allows us.
只要我们认罪悔改。
He promises that as long as we repent.
神就赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
He will forgive our sins and cleanse all our iniquities.
因为主耶稣已经为我们赎了罪。
Because Jesus has paid for our sins.
让我们感恩神给我们这样的恩典和应许。
Let's give thanks to the Lord for His promise.
一方面让我们有罪得赦免的确据。
On the one hand, we have the assurance of forgiveness.
一方面让我们怀着敬畏的心。
On the other hand, let's fear the Lord.
不再去犯罪。
And do not commit sins anymore.
因为知道我们主我们付出了何等的代价。
Because we know Jesus has paid a big price for us.
愿主祝福在座的各位弟兄姐妹。
May the Lord bless you.
以及慕道友朋友们。
And whether you are a believer or a seeker friend.
让我们更加爱他，更加认识他。
Let's love the Lord more and know Him more.
感谢主。
Before I cover the verses, it's helpful to understand who was there with Jesus at the cross.
在我分享之前，我想我们可能先了解一下，在十字架上还有谁和耶稣在一起，这样会有所帮助。
There were the persecutors, the Roman soldiers.
有迫害他的人啊，就是罗马士兵。
And there were also the lovers of Jesus.
也有爱耶稣的人。
Five of them.
其中有五个。
There was the mother of Jesus, Mary.
有耶稣的母亲玛利亚。
Mary's sister.
玛利亚的姐妹
Two other Marys
另外两位也叫玛丽的姐妹
And there was the disciple John
还有他的门徒约翰
All the other disciples ran away They thought they would be killed But John loved the Lord so much He stayed at the cross
其他的门徒以为看到耶稣要被杀都逃散了但是约翰这样的爱耶稣他留下来
So in these verses this is John 19, 26 and 27
所以我们现在看的经文是约翰福音十九章二十三、二十七节。
When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple who he loved,
耶稣看到他的母亲，也看到他所爱的那位门徒。
He said to his mother, "Behold your son," talking about John.
他对他的母亲说：“看你的儿子，他是指啊约翰。
And to the disciple, he said, "Behold your mother."
然后他对门徒说：“看哪，你的母亲。
”And from that hour, the disciple took.Her into his own house.
从那时候起，这个门徒就把耶稣的母亲接到家里。
Jesus was God.
耶稣是神。
The complete God.
是完全的神。
He's all powerful.
他有全能。
Ever present.
他有全在。
Eternal with no beginning, no end.
他是起初，也是末了。
But as a man, he can sympathize with our weaknesses.
但是他也是一个人，他能体谅我们的软弱。
For all that he went through,
他所经历的这一切
，from suffering as becoming God, becoming a child, living a human life,
他从自己道成肉身，成为一个小人，成为经历人的生活，这些苦难从一开始就有了。
These were all suffering.
这些都是苦难。
And the ultimate suffering ending in the cross.
然而最后终极的苦难是在十字架上的受难。
But through all of this, through the suffering, he experienced the weakness and temptation of being a man.
但是在这一切的苦难当中，他经历了作为一个人所能经历到的试探和苦难。
Yet he was without sin.
但是他从来没有犯罪。
And so today he's able to sympathize with our weaknesses because of what he went through.
因为他经历了这一切，所以他今天他能够体谅我们作为人的软弱。
And it's the same thing. Why could he take care of his mother so well? Is because he was also a man.
所以同样，他为什么能够这么好的照顾他的母亲？因为他也是人。
Later, after he resurrected, he met the disciples who ran away from him.
他复活以后，他又见到那些当初四下逃散的门徒。
He did not rebuke them.
他并没有责备他们。
But very caring and loving for them, he approached them.
而是带着温柔的爱心去接近他们。
And so today, Christ is the same for us today.
所以今天的耶稣在我面前是同样的耶稣。
We can cast all our cares on him.
我们可以将一切的重担卸给他。
Because he cares for us.
因为他顾念我们。
伸出的时候，耶稣大声地喊着说：“以罗伊，以罗伊，拉玛撒巴格丹。”翻出来就是“我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？”
It was the ninth hour, and Jesus cried out, "Eloi, Eloi, sabachthani," which means, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
这是耶稣痛到极点的时候。大声的呼喊。
It was the crying out of Jesus at the point of extreme pain.
他从一位无限的神变成一位有限的人。
He changed from a limitless God to a limited man.
却必须担当世人的罪，被钉死在十字架上。
And he had to bear all the sins of the world and be crucified.
因为神在这时候又不得不离弃他。
Because God had to forsake him at this moment.
肉体的痛加上心灵的痛。
The physical pain and the psychological pain.
使他大声地喊叫，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
The pain was so much that Jesus said, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
有一年我去参加 Good Friday 的礼拜。
One year I attended a Good Friday service.
一走进教会，我就看到每人花了一张 program.
As soon as we walked into the church, we were given a program.
在 program 里面夹着一只铁钉，铁钉上绑着红丝带。
There was a nail in the program, and a red ribbon was tied to the end of the nail.
许多人都不知道这是什么意思，也不知道要干什么。
A lot of us did not know what that meant, and we did not know what we were going to do.
但是等到圣餐的时候，从讲台搬了三座十字架。
Then it was a time for communion, and three crosses were put at the front of the sanctuary.
要大家一位一位来到十字架前。
And we were asked to come to the cross.
将手中的钉子用铁锤一敲一敲的钉入十字架。
And use a hammer to put the nail on the cross.
有的人来到十字架前，泪流满面，跪地痛哭。
Some people, when they came to the cross, they wept and they knelt there and cried out loud.
因为我们平常听到或者是看到耶稣基督在十字架上被钉死在十字架上。
What we have heard and we have learned about Jesus' crucifixion.
当你来到十字架前，用铁锤一敲一敲将钉子钉入十字架的时候，你才真正的感受到耶稣在十字架上的痛苦。
However, you will never know how Jesus felt what the pain he was going through unless you come to the cross and you use the hammer to put the nail into the cross.
这种痛苦是我们没有办法亲身领受到。
None of us could have felt what that pain was.
有的人敲了一两下以后不忍心再敲了。
Some people struck once or twice and they could not continue.
旁边的同工只要抓住他的手，用铁锤一敲一敲将钉子硬打上十字架上。
And a co-worker had to go and help that person to finish the striking of the nail.
罗马书第六章六到八节。
Romans 6, verses 6 to 8.
因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架。
We know that our old self has been crucified with him.
使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
So that sins will die and we're no longer slaves of sin.
因为已死的人是脱离了罪，我们若是与基督同死，就相信必与他同活。
If we die with Jesus, we believe that we will live with him.
当你最后望眼一看的时候，十字架上布满了红丝带。
So at the end of that service, as we looked at the cross, it was covered with red ribbons.
就像主的宝血流满了整个十字架。
It looked just like the blood of Jesus that was shedding and covering the whole cross.
把自己与主同钉十字架。
So let's crucify ourselves with the Lord.
与主同死，也与主同活。
So we die with Him and we live with Him.
现在活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Now it is no longer me who is living, but Jesus Christ who is living in me.
耶稣 said, excuse me, I am thirsty.
耶稣说我渴了。
And excuse me, it would not be surprised to hear Jesus said, I am thirsty.
那他这个时候觉得渴并不是一件令人吃惊的事情。
He had gone through quite an eventful period of time before arriving at this moment.
他在十字架上已经待了很长一段时间。
About a week previously, he told the disciples to secure a donkey for him.And he rode a donkey into Jerusalem.
大约一周以前啊，他让门徒找到一头小驴，然后他骑驴进入了耶路撒冷。
He was welcome as a king. People were shouting Hosanna to the Son of David.
人们把他当作王来欢迎，欢呼说何塞纳归于大卫的子孙。
People shouted, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest heavens."
他们说那奉主名来的人是应当称颂的，何塞纳归于至高的圣者。
Well, in a few short days, he did quite a number of things, including talking about the end times.
所以在那短短的几天里边，耶稣谈了许多事情，包括最后的末日。
Then he told the disciples to prepare for the Passover dinner.
然后他叫门徒去预备逾越节的晚餐。
And they had what was known as the Last Supper, which he washed the disciples' feet, including Judas' feet.
我们知道那就是最后的晚餐，在那个晚餐上，他为门徒洗脚，包括犹大。
And then he went to Gethsemane.
然后他去到克西马尼园。
He prayed with Peter, he prayed with John and James, While he prayed, Peter and John and James did not pray, they slept.
在那里他祷告的时候，彼得、约翰和雅各却睡着了。
Jesus prayed for three times, My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as your will.
耶稣做了三次祷告，他说，父啊，如果许可的话，请让这个杯离开我，但是不要成就我的意思，乃要成就你的意思。
Was ironically just a few days after his triumphant entry into Jerusalem, he was arrested at night.
具有讽刺意味的是，他用欢呼的姿态胜利在进入耶路撒冷才刚刚几天，他就被捕了。
Peter denied him three times. He was put on trial and convicted of blasphemy.
彼得三次否认他，然后耶稣接受了审讯啊，被指控是犯了亵渎罪。
And at one point in time, Pilate wanted to free him, but the crowd, instead of crying Hosanna, Hosanna, the crowd of people cried, crucify him, crucify him.
比拉多想要释放耶稣，但是这一次人群不再欢呼说何塞纳，反而说把他钉十字架，把他钉十字架。
Pilate washed his hands. Jesus was flogged.
比拉多把自己手洗干净，然后耶稣就被鞭打。
The merciless and the cruel whipping torn open his skin and his flesh over and over again.
这个鞭打是非常冷酷无情的，他的皮肤一次又一次的被撕开。
He was suffering horrible pain and he was bleeding.
他忍受了极大的苦，然后他在流血。
But that was not enough. The soldiers placed a crown of thorns, put it on his head to inflict more pain.And probably resulted in more bleeding.
但是他所受的折磨不仅如此，士兵们把一顶荆棘编的王冠戴在他的头上，或许是想让他受更多的苦，想让他流更多的血。
And he was forced to carry the heavy cross going through the city.
他被迫要自己扛起十字架穿越整个市区。
And it was too much for him. The weight was too heavy. His body was already abused and weakened.
Yeah, 他已经被鞭打，身体非常虚弱，十字架对他来说实在太沉了。
He fell three times, and then Simon of Cyrene was forced to carry the cross for him.
Yeah, 耶稣跌倒了三次，然后从古利来的一个叫西蒙的人就被迫替耶稣背十字架。
When he arrived at Golgotha, the place of the skull,
当他来到那个加尔各答，就是被称作骷髅地的那个地方。
They hammered nails into.And through his hands or his wrist, there were different opinions as to whether the nails actually gone through his hands or when gone through his wrist. But either one would work.
他就被钉在十字架上啊，有争议说十字架这个钉子是穿过他的手掌还是他的手腕。但是不管怎么样啊，这个被钉是事实。
And because it would work because his feet was nailed to the cross, and his feet was supporting his weight.
然后他们还要这个钉子还要穿过他的脚啊，把它钉在上面。
And with his nail pierced feet supporting his weight, he was hoisted up on the cross. And the pain must have been excruciatingly unbearably horrible. He must have screamed. There must have been more bleeding, more pain.
这种痛是人非常难以忍受的啊。我们想耶稣当时一定有喊叫呀，他也流了很多的血。
He lost a lot of blood. He lost a lot of bodily fluid, and he was hung on the cross.
呀，他流失了很多的血哈，他体液也流失了，身体内的水分也流失很多。
In order to breathe, he has to compel himself to push himself up, putting pressure on his nail-pierced feet that was already in great pain. That was the only way he could breathe and inhale.
为了要呼吸，他都必须使劲抬起自己的脚掌，只有这样才能够让空气进来。
And then he would not be able to stay in that position for very long. Then he would have to slump back until he was almost suffocating.
但是他没有办法长时间保持那个姿势，他必须要低下头，那这样就会导致他的窒息。
Then he had to repeat the painful process over and over again. Each time he inhaled and exhaled.
然后每一次的吸气和呼气这个痛苦的过程就要重复一次。
The repeated motion of having to push himself up to breathe must have been very exhausting, very tiring, not to mention very painful.
就是尽量抬起身子让自己来呼吸这个过程是非常非常的痛苦也让人很容易疲累。
Then one would not be surprised that Jesus said, he is thirsty.
所以这个时候耶稣说我渴了这并不令人惊奇。
By that time, he lost a lot of blood. He was tortured. He was weakened. He was wounded. His skin was lacerated. His flesh was torn apart.
到在那个时候呢，他已经流失了很多的血。他受折磨，他身体已经会虚弱，他受伤，他的皮肤已经裂开，他的肢体已经快快要分裂。
Obviously, he was in horrible pain and excruciating agony. In addition to being physically drained.
他不仅是身体上极度的痛苦，而且他还要忍受神的愤怒。
But that was not the main reason. He said, "I am thirsty."
但是他说我渴了，并不是主要的原因，是因为身体上的渴。
In John chapter 19, verse 29, we are told, knowing that everything had now been finished, and so that the scripture can be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I thirst."
约翰福音十九章二十八节说耶稣知道既然这一切。都已经完成了，为了要应验经上的话，他就说我渴了。
Jesus was mission-minded.
耶稣是想到了他自己的使命。
He wanted to fulfill the prophecy as recorded in the scriptures. Therefore, he said, "I am thirsty."
他说我渴了，是为了要应验经上的话。
He wanted to complete his mission.
他要完成自己的使命。
He was born for this. He saw to it that he was carried out to completion.
他来到这个世界就是为了这个使命。
He saw to it that each and every little bit of details of his divine mission was executed to perfection.
他要使他所有关于他的预言和使命都要得到应验。
Even when Jesus was a little boy, when he was 12 years old, he was in Jerusalem.
当耶稣还只是一个十二岁的小男孩的时候，有一次他在耶路撒冷。
And he ended up in the temple with his parents, Joseph and Mary.
他留在圣殿里，而他的爸妈妈找了他三天。
And Mary and Joseph looked for him for 3 days. When they found him in the temple, Jesus said, "Didn't you know that I had to be in my father's house?"
当父母找到他的时候，耶稣说：难道你们不知道我要顾念我父亲的事吗？
At a young, tender age of 12, Jesus already had a sense of mission.
他虽然只有12岁，但是他已经知道了自己的使命。
He knew his calling, he knew his destiny.
他知道他的呼召，他的命运。
He must have seen many people executed and died on the cross over the years since he was a little boy.
在他长大的过程当中，他已经见过许多人被钉死在十字架上。
There was a TV program on Jesus, and in one of the episodes, it was mentioned.That during Jesus' time, there was a revolt in the town near Nazareth.
Yeah, 我有一个关于耶稣的电视节目。这个纪录片说，在耶稣的生活的年代，在他们家拿撒勒的附近有一个很大的暴动。
And the Romans came and they crushed the revolt and crucified many people.
罗马军队赶来，他们镇压了这个暴动，然后把许多人钉在十字架上。
And the commentator of the program said that Jesus must have.Witnesses and seen many people crucified on the cross at that time.
因此，这个电视片的编辑说耶稣一定见过很多上十字架的情形。
Imagine a little boy having seen people crucified and die, agonizingly painful death.
我们想，他只是一个小男孩，但是他已经看到人被钉在十字架上，痛苦的死去。
Growing up with the full knowledge that someday he was going to die, crucified on the cross.
同时他也清楚地知道将来有一天他自己也要在十字架上这样死去。
It must have been quite a heavy burden on the mind of the boy Jesus.
这样一个事情对一个小男生来讲一定是非常沉重的事。
Yet he bravely submitted to the Father's will.
但是耶稣勇敢地顺服了天父的旨意。
He went through the ordeal, he completed the mission.
他完成了这个使命。
He said, I am thirsty to fulfill the prophetic scriptures.
他说我渴了，这样就应验经上的话。
He was mission-minded. He came. He was born and placed in the manger.
他的使命就他来到这个世界，出生出生在马槽里。
There was no room for his parents in the inn.
当时的酒店里没有房间。
At age 12, he spent 3 days in the temple and told his earthly parents he wanted to be in the Father's house.
但他十二岁的时候，在圣殿他就已经告诉父母说，他要以父亲天父的事为念。
Yet he was obedient to Mary and Joseph. He went home with them.
但是他也顺服玛利亚和约瑟，他就随他们回家。
When he grew up, he became an itinerant preacher.
长大之后，耶稣成了一位教导师。
And we were told that he had no place to lay his head, which is Luke 9:58.
然而他却说，人子没有枕头的地方。
And on John 4:34 says, "Yet he do the will of the one who sent him."
然而他就是要成就那位差他来者的心意。
And according to John 6:38, he came down from heaven not to do his will, but the will of him who sent him.
他从天上降下，不是为了自己的心意，乃是那位差他者的心意。
He preached, he healed, he performed miracles.
耶稣教导他为人治命，他行神迹。
He went to the cross.
他走上十字架。
He was buried.
他被埋葬。
He rose from the dead.
然后他从死里复活。
To do what? In order to save you and me.
这些都是为了拯救你和我。
And he gave the great commission.
他也给我们一个大使命。
Go and make disciples of all nations.
去让各民做我的门徒。
Knowing this, how shall we then live?
我们既然知道这些，应当怎样回应呢？
Remember, you are.A child of God, you belong to God.
请记得你是神的儿女，你属于他。
Are you doing your father's business?
你有没有以父亲的事为念呢？
你是我永远的救主。
我看见他钉痕的手，我看见他血为我流，被击死在木与磐山向哥哥他行走，
为何主啊再无缘由，为何主啊再来蒙羞，在下如麻只剩露体，他默默承受。
我看见他紧紧的手，
我看见他却为我留，背起十字架步履蹒跚，向哥哥他行走。为了救我他与人游，为了救我他来蒙羞，嬉笑如麻只剩楼梯，他默默承受。他是我的主，为我钉在十字架上，我的罪孽过犯他却为我担当，他是我的主，为我钉在十字架上，他甘愿舍命，是舍所欲给的羔羊。
请大家跟我们一起来唱这首歌。
我看见他钉痕的手，我看见他却为我留，背起十字架步履蹒跚，向哥哥他行走。为了救我他无缘由，为了救我他来蒙羞，嬉笑如麻只剩楼梯，他默默承受。他是我的主，为我钉在十字架上，我的罪恶过犯他却为我担当。他是我的主，为我钉在十字架上，我甘愿顺服，因你是永远的主。
他是我的主，为我钉在十字架上，我的罪孽作伴他会为我担当。
你是我的主，为我钉在十字架上，我甘愿顺服，因你是永远的救主。
耶稣讲的第六句话在约翰福音的第十九章三十节。
The sixth word that Jesus spoke was recorded in John 19:30.
耶稣尝了乐处，就说成了，便低下头，将灵魂交付神了。
When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
请大家注意啊，他讲的第六句话成了之后的一个动作。
Please note that after the six words, there was an action that Jesus took.
便低下头。
He bowed his head.
低头很不容易的。
It is not easy to bow one's head.
耶稣在这里低头的目的有两个。
The purpose of Jesus bowing his head is twofold here.
第一是他真正完成了圣父的安排，成了。
The first is that he really fulfills the mission of the Holy Father.
不是真正的生命结束了，或者是完了。
It's not the end of the life. It's not just finished.
第二个目的是他要再度与父神合一，将灵魂交付神。
The second purpose is that he will be united with the Holy Father again and commit his spirit to the Father.
他头低下了，但的灵魂升天了。
His head is bowed, but spirit is ascending.
我想问，耶稣可以不低头吗？
But let me ask you, can Jesus not to bow his head?
当然可以。
Of course, not.
他完全可以从十字架上走下来，因为他是万能的。
He's able to walk down from the cross because he's omnipotent. He is able to do anything.
但是耶稣不低头行吗？
But would it be okay if Jesus does not bow his head?
当然不行。
Of course not.
他不低头，上帝的救赎计划就要落空了。
If he doesn't bow his head, how can God's mission be fulfilled?
没有我们今天的那个仪式，也没有我们的生命。
If that, then we don't have the ceremony today, and we don't have our life today.
我们教会今年的主题是家和万事兴。
The theme of this year of our church is family matters, which means the family unity leads to prosperity.
中国经常讲要家和万事兴。
This is a Chinese saying, the family unity leads to prosperity.
那是因为很多家庭经常不和。
We say that because we don't usually have a lot of unity in our families.
家不和往往是因为家里面谁都不肯低头。
The reason for not having unity in family is usually that one the people don't want to bow their head.
因为我们往往以为不低头是一种优良的品质。
Sometimes we have a misunderstanding that we thought not bowing our head is actually a good thing, it's a merit.
有很多好的形容词来形容。
We have a lot of good adjectives to describe.
自信、自强。
Confidence.
自尊、坚持。
Self-respect, perseverance.
顽强、不放弃。
Resilience, not giving up. Those are good words.
其实我们也知道有很多词不好的词来形容这个不低头。
But at the same time, we know we have many bad adjectives to describe the same character.
比如自满、骄傲。
For example, we can say complacency and arrogant.
或者是虚荣、固执、顽固。
Or dignity, or strong-willed, or stubbornness.
有时候是一条路走到黑。
Or sometimes we're so stiff-headed.
或者是太爱面子。
Or we love our face, we want to save our face very much.
这些词，这些形容词都能形容我。
Those words can describe myself very well.
真正让我能学会低下头的是我女儿。
The person who really teaches me to bow my head is my daughter.
有一次我骂她骂得很凶。
One time I scolded her.
那他很生气，他哭了。
And she was so angry, and she wept.
他说：“爸爸，你不认真听我讲。”
And she said, "Daddy, you are not a good listener to what I'm saying."
你经常说错了，做错了，你也不认错。
You have done things wrong, but you never admit.
呀，我突然发现这太对了。
I suddenly realized that she was right.
对，我们低头有两个目的。
Yes, like I said, we have two-folded purpose of bowing our head.
一个是倾听，我们低下头来听。
The one is to bow our head and give attention to listening.
第二是我们有错的时候低下头来认错。
And the second, if we really do things wrong, we admit those honestly.
耶稣为了我们这些罪人，他都很低头。
For sinners like us, Jesus bowed his head.
我们更应该为了家庭。
And he, even he bowed his head to the Holy Father, how much more we should bow our head.
为了家庭或者为了比家庭更大的群体，我们是不是也能低下我们的头？
For the sake of family and even for the bigger family communions, can we bow our head?
别人讲话的时候，我们低下头，认真倾听。
When other people are talking, we bow our head and give attention to listening.
有时我们如果做错了，我们低下头来坦然承认。
And sometimes, in times that we are wrong, we admit those wrong honestly.
要知道，耶稣不是向本丢比拉多低头。
We want to make sure that Jesus does not bow his head to Pilate.
不是向钉十字架钉他十字架的人低头。
And he does not bow his head to those people who nailed him.
他是向神低头。
And he bows his head to Father, the Holy Father, God.
是要服从神的安排。
And this is a commitment to God.
为要退我们，洗净我们的罪。
And for the purpose of cleansing our sin.
这个家里我们也低头，有时候低头。
In our family, we should learn how to bow our head.
不是因为妻子或者是丈夫有强权。
Not because the other person has the authority.
也不是因为我们软弱。
Not because we are weak.
而是我们敢于放下自己。
But because we are brave enough to give up our own profit.
来乐意沟通。
In order to communicate better,
或者是委身真理，
and in order to commit to the truth,
其实恰恰是陈述与力量的体现。
And this is on contrary, this is the evidence of being brave and mature.
如果一个家里面都是一个成熟或者是这样有力的人，
if we have mature people and brave people in family,
这个家一定会万事兴。
And this.Family will have the unity and will lead to prosperity.
在十字架上，你为我舍命，受鞭伤是我的医治，所有的罪恶，你为我担当，受刑罚是我的平安。
在十字架上，你为我舍命，受鞭伤是我的医治，所有的罪恶，你为我担当，受刑罚是我的平安。神的爱，圣洁圣洁，成为主最近，何等能力，生死忘全失，替我赎你痛苦的人生，何等牺牲的爱。圣洁圣洁，成为主对你，我的能力，生死忘全失，替我赎你永活的人生。 在十字架上，你为我舍命，受鞭伤，使我得医治，所有的罪恶，你为我担当，受刑罚，使我得平安。何等牺牲的爱，圣洁圣子成为主罪祭，何等能力生死亡权势，替我赎你有我的人生，我的心生的爱，世界生子成为赎罪，我的能力生死亡权势，替我赎你有我的真身，在这个时刻我心只有你，我的主，我唯一
耶稣低下头，讲了他在十字架上面的最后一句，也就是第七句话。
Jesus bowed his head and said the last words on the cross.
路加福音二十三章四十六节说：“父啊，我将我的灵交在你手里。”
In Luke chapter 3 verses 47, Jesus said, "Father, into your hand I commit my spirit."
这是一个全然的交托。
This is a complete commitment.
他在各样的情况下，他都行了父神的旨意。
He fulfilled his father's will in all circumstances.
完全交托给神。
And he fully completed himself to his father.
他本有神的形象，却不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的样子，既成为人，既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，死在十字架上面。所以神把他升为至高，又赐给他超乎万民之上的名，是天上的、地下的、地底下的一切无不因这名屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，是荣耀归于父神。
Okay. Who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant.Being born in the likeness of man, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
耶稣之所以这样存心的顺服，之所以这样完全的交托给神，
Jesus commit himself so completely to the Father because
是因为他看到神摆在他前面的喜乐和荣耀，他就轻看了他现在所受的羞辱。
Because he saw the glory and the joy that were lying ahead of him, so he despised the suffering on the cross.
神同样在你和我面前摆设了喜乐和荣耀。
In the same way, God has prepared glory and joy for us ahead of us.
今天你和我能够像耶稣一样完全卑微交托给神，能够轻看我们所受到的羞辱。
Can you and me also despise the sufferings today, but look ahead, look to God with joy and hope.
是的，耶稣基督礼拜五的时候受难了，但是第三天他复活了。
Yes, Jesus died on Friday, but on the third day he resurrected.
是的，我们在这个世界上，在家庭当中，我们可能就是要常常学会低头，学会低头，学会放弃自己，但是神要把我们升为至高。
Yes, we need to learn to bow our head, to humble ourselves. Yet one day in the future, God will exalt us.
是的，也许我们在低头，在忍受羞辱的时候，在丢失我们在人面前的面子的时候，但是知道神会给足我们面子。
Yes, we are bowing down our head, we are losing faith, we are suffering in this world, yet one day God will make us glorious.
让我们今天在这个象征这个世界的罪这么黑暗的当中，我们也把自己的罪钉在十字架上面，在这个黑暗的时间，我们开始思考，第三天耶稣复活了，我们的荣耀摆在我们的面前。
So in this hour of darkness, which symbolizes the darkness of the world, let's confess our sins and let's look forward to the day when our Lord will resurrect from death.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Father, we thank you.
耶稣为我们的罪死在十字架上面。
That Jesus died for our sins on the cross.
他所做的事情所讲的话完全应验经上所说的。
What he said and what he did fully fulfilled the prophecies of the scripture.
成全了神与自己的旨意。
And he fulfilled your will.
求主帮助我们。
Please help us.
每一天来悔改自己的罪。
That repent every day.
来学习爱神爱人。
That we learn to love you, to love people.
学习把自己交托给神，学习把自己的东西放下，交托给我们周围的弟兄姐妹，彼此依靠。
That we learn to empty ourselves, but to commit ourselves to you, and to depend or rely on our brothers and sisters.
我们若受到什么样的羞辱，若有丢失面子的状况，求神帮助我们来学习轻看这些羞辱，来仰望前面的荣耀。
Whatever sufferings we're going through now, help us to despise these sufferings, but look forward to the glory that is lying ahead of us.
谢谢神给我们这样的救赎，给我们这样的应许，给我们这样的荣耀。
Thank you for this great salvation, this great promise and blessing.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
大家一点点默祷的时间就平安散会。Yeah. 我们期待在礼拜天主日的时候，我们一起来庆祝主耶稣基督的复活。
Let's have a moment of prayer, and then you are dismissed. And we look forward to seeing you on Sunday to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord.